It's my year of breaking limits. Shall we all rise up before the Lord, lift up our hands and magnify his name? Let's exalt him. Let's lift him up. Let's bless the name of the Lord. The psalmist said, early will I seek thee. Here we are in his presence, early in the morning. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt the name of the Lord. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I lift up my prayers unto thee, and I will look up. Let's look up unto him this morning. Let's magnify his holy name. Let's thank him for another glorious day. Let's thank him for his mighty hands outstretched in our favor. Wonderful night he was with us all through the night. Kept us from the dangers, kept us from the pestilence, walking in darkness. Destruction that we wasted. Let's magnify his holy name. Let's exalt him. He's a good God. Give him glory, give him praise this morning. Exalt his holy name. Bless ye the name of the Lord. Thank him for bringing you before his presence this morning. He will visit you. He will start you up on a glorious note this morning. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Exalt the Lord with me. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt him. Let's praise his holy name. He's a good God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, that abides ever. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We invite your presence as we worship before you, Lord. Come in the magnitude of your presence. Come in the might of your power, Lord. Lord, visit us afresh this morning, Lord. Let your name be praised. Let your name be glorified. Send us forth on a magnificent day, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We lift you up. We worship you. We exalt your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the magnitude of your graces. Thank you for the magnitude of your mercies, Lord. It is of the mercies, Lord God, that we are not consumed because your compassions fail not. They are new every morning, such as they are this morning. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Let's put our hands together as we welcome the praise team.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord.
He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the Lord.
He is Lord.
He is the Lord God.
He is Lord. Amen.
He has risen from the dead.
He is the Lord.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess.
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
He has risen from the dead.
He is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Every tongue confess.
Jesus
is our Lord.
God, Jesus.
We celebrate you, Jesus.
Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess.
Thank you, Jesus.
That Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Come on, clap the hands to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Master
Hallelujah.
of the universe, conqueror and king.
Alert, alert, alert.
Master of the universe, emperor on wings. You are the head over principalities. You are the head over powers. You are the head over ruler. You are the master, master of the universe. You are the master,
master of the universe.
Conqueror
and king. And king.
You are the master,
master of the universe.
Emperor
on wings.
You are the head.
You are the head.
You are the head.
Principalities.
You are the head. Over
powers.
You are the head.
Over rulers. You are the master. Master of the universe.
Master of the universe.
Master of the universe.
You are the master.
Emperor and king.
Yes, you are.
Master of the universe. Emperor on wings.
You are the head.
You are the head. Over principalities.
You are the head.
Over power.
You are the head.
Over ruler, you are the master,
master,
master of the universe.
You are the head, you are the head.
Over principalities,
Jesus is the head.
Over powers,
Jesus is the head.
Over rulers, you are the master,
master,
master of the universe.
You are the head.
Over
you are the head.
Over
presence.
You are the head. Over powers. You are the head. Over rulers. You are the master. Master of the universe.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
My Father reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
Jehovah reigns.
He reigns. He reigns.
You are lifted high
above other gods.
Yes, you are lifted
above other gods.
Above
other gods.
Above other gods. Yes, you are lifted.
Above other
Hallelujah.
Gods.
Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? Please be comfortably seated. It's my year of breaking limits. We begin our intercession this morning by giving quality thanks to God. I wish I was saying, Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, the scripture speaking again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Please join me and let's together give quality thanks to God as we rise to our feet. Father, thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus all across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voices and let's give God quality thanks this morning. Let's do that consciously from the depth of our hearts. We are saying, Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted. for the victory you have granted to us over the scourge of coronavirus all across the nations of the earth. Liberty has been enforced for the men and women. Liberty has been enforced for nations. We have returned this morning to thank you for the victory won. We have returned this morning to say thank you for granting us victory over this satanic scourge of coronavirus all across the nations of the earth. We give you quality thanks. We appreciate you from the depth of our hearts. We magnify you. We celebrate you. The hold of this evil is destroyed. The grip of this menace has been defeated. Therefore, this morning, we have returned with hearts of gratitude, saying, Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus all across the nations of the earth. We have returned with a heart of gratitude, and we are saying thank you. We are celebrating you again for the victory, for the victory, for the victory won over this demonic menace of COVID-19 all across the nations of the earth. Father, we thank you. We have prayed, you have answered. That is why we have come with hearts of gratitude. For this is the confidence that we have. Anytime we ask anything according to your will, you hear. Therefore, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for the victory you have granted to us over this scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice. Let's together give quality thanks to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ for the victory won all across the nations of the earth. The hold of coronavirus is defeated. Liberty is established for the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Let's give God thanks. Thanksgiving commits God even to perfect that which he has begun. Therefore, with a loud voice of appreciation this morning, let's give him quality thanks. Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted even to us over the scourge of coronavirus. Victory has been established for the nations. Liberty for the leaders. Freedom for the people. We have returned this morning saying thank you because the hold of this satanic scourge has been destroyed. Lift up your voice. Let's return the glory. Let's return the praise. Let's return the thanks from the depth of our hearts this morning. Father, we thank you for the victory you have granted us over the scourge of coronavirus all across the nations of the earth. This menace has been brought to an end by your outstretched hand. Therefore, we say thank you. We celebrate you. We give you glory. The nations, the people, the leaders are free. Therefore, we say thank you for the liberty, for the victory you have won. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have given thanks. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand this morning, and please, you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 32 says, Abraham speaking, he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the righteous in the land, restore the economy of every nation affected by by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you pray right now. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the righteous in the land, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every single nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the righteous in the land, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we pray for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of the coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the elect, Lord, we pray, restore the economy of every nation affected by this scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of the coronavirus. Father, we pray, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. For the sake of the elect, for the sake of the righteous in the land, Father, we pray for a restoration of the economy of every nation affected by this scourge of coronavirus. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, we pray to this morning for the sake of the elect, restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Restore the economy of every nation affected by the scourge of coronavirus. Someone lift up your hands, lift up your voice, begin to appreciate God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth. Amen. Psalm 24 and verse 7, lift up your ears, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, O ye gate, and be lift up, ye everlasting door. Father, we pray concerning all our challenge brethren. Let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we pray unto you this morning, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrier, every obstacle, in the name of Jesus, we command them this morning to clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clears off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon the wall we stand. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Therefore we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church, let it clear off the way this morning by the authority in the name of Jesus. We command those barriers to clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, let every barrier, every obstacle, every hindrance standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let every barrier standing in the way of return of any challenge winner to this church clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. We command those barriers, we command those obstacles to clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, pray in faith this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is our outcry this morning. This is our heart desire. We command in the name of Jesus, every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church clear off the way from henceforth in the name of Jesus. Pray in faith, pray with your understanding, asking the Father in the name of Jesus, let every barrier standing in the way of any challenge winner to this church clear off the way from henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner to this church, we command them to clear off the way from henceforth. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door. We are standing upon this word this morning, and we decree in the name of Jesus, Father, let every barrier standing in the way of the return of any challenge winner clear off the way this morning. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Appreciate him because he has answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Shall we put those hands together for Jesus and be seated?
It's my year of breaking limits. Our next prayer line says, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. John 9:25, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see. Let's rise and pray earnestly this morning. Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, this is your will, our Father. Let it be done in this place. Give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Pray this morning from the depth of your heart, anchoring your faith on scriptures. What he has done before, he will do again. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. A testimony of once I was sick, now I am whole. A testimony of once I was poor, now I am rich. A testimony of once I was confused, now I am directed. So they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Do your strange work in their lives. Perform your strange feats in their destinies. Let your infallible gifts be distributed to them, such that they be established in the faith and in this church. Somebody is praying this morning, like Paul the apostle. Pray that Christ be formed in our new converts. Pray that they be established beyond destruction. Lift up your voice right now everywhere in the world. You are investing in the place of prayer. Our Father and our God, give all our new converts and all our new members a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. A testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. That they be established both in the faith and in this church for life. That they be established and that nothing, no one plucks them out of your hand. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure that your voice is heard in heaven in the place of prayer this morning. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. That they be established in this church and in the faith for life. In the name of Jesus, give them testimonies that cannot be despised. Give them testimonies that cannot be forgotten. Give them testimonies that cannot be derailed. Give them testimonies that will stand for life. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Let God hear your voice. We are praying to a living God who answers prayer. Our Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. You save them, and whatever you do shall be forever. Therefore, locate each and every one of them with testimonies of once I was blind, now I can see. Testimonies that will establish them. Testimonies that will root them in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, our Father, our eyes are on you concerning this matter. Give all our new converts, every one of them, male and female, young and old, locate them with testimonies of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life. Testimonies that no one can despise. Testimony that will establish them in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, our Father, give all our new converts everywhere in the world, each and every one of them, a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, so they can be established in the faith and in this church for life, in line with your will. Let it be done again. In the name of Jesus, from the depth of your heart right now, lift up your voice, lift up your hand, commence appreciation. Let's give God glory. Let's give him praise. Let's celebrate him in anticipation of answers. Our Father, receive our praise, receive our thanks for distribution of testimonies. Thank you, Father, for distribution of infallible proofs. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise and be seated in God's presence.
It's my year of breaking limits. We'll be rising to pray and saying, Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we pray. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Lift up your voice and pray with fervency. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Is someone lifting up his voice? Father, stretch forth your hand. Father, stretch forth your hand to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across the nations of the earth this year. Father, we pray, stretch forth your hand to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Across this nation this year. Father, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation, Nigeria, this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession. With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Father, stretch forth your hands to see to the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Is someone lifting up his voice? This prayer must be answered. Father, stretch forth your hand to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Father, this is our desire. I will lift up our voice to pray. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Father, Father, we stretch forth your hand to see to the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Lift up your voice and show your heart is engaged praying this prayer to the Father. Our Heavenly Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, stretch forth your hand to see to the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Lift up your voice. Father, stretch forth your hands to see the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across this nation this year. Let's begin to thank him and give him all the glory and praise for answered prayers. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
My year of breaking limits. Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life. Amen. Acts chapter 13 and verse 44, the Bible says, And the next Saturday came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Please rise up on your feet. We are praying this prayer with every fiber of faith. Lift up your voice, no silent prayer. Let heaven hear you right now as you pray in faith. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Lord, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Oh, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let this church, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life. Oh God, we call upon you today and we are praying, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Father, let this church, Father, let this church, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord, you did it before in the Acts of the Apostles. You are the same God. You change not. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Thereby, we call upon you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let this church, Father, let this church, Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Cry aloud now. Cry aloud. Someone is praying. Pray some more. Pray some more. Make investment. Let heaven hear you right now. Pray unto God. We are praying. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church, let this church, let this church, Father, continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life. In the name of Jesus the Christ, oh God, we call upon you right now, and we are asking, in the name of Jesus, let this church, Father, let this church, oh God, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh God, we cry unto you today, for with you all things are possible. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Lord, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth after the order of the Acts of the Apostles, thereby establishing her as a city without walls for life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your voice and lift up your hands. Magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
It is my year of breaking limit. This morning it is testimony time. Please let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, tremendous turnaround. After working in the bank for so many years, in 1999, I set up a financial house, which eventually crashed. In 2003, I set up a mortgage bank. And by 2004, it crashed. I lost everything I had worked for. In 2006, a friend brought me here. The first day I entered the tabernacle, the bishop said, "The life of an unbeliever is full of struggles, but the life of a believer is full of triumph on faith." That same month was the Easter period. During the service, the bishop declared that when Jesus died on the cross and rose up again, for 40 days, amazing things happened. He said that it didn't matter how long one's business had crashed, that business name would be heard again all over the world. These declarations hit me. I give God all the glory because my business that crashed in 2002 bounced back to life. Hallelujah. Not only that, from 2008, when I was planted in the Lord, I started flourishing on an unprecedented scale. I want to give God the glory because between 2008 till date, the Lord has blessed me tremendously. Let's celebrate Jesus. My business name is not just heard in Lagos or Port Harcourt, where I come from. It is even heard in New York, Atlanta, and Eastern Texas. Today, I pay my tithe in millions to the glory of God. The testifier is Israel Ojiri. Let's put our hands together for the Almighty God. Number two, supernatural healing. My daughter is 2 years and 4 months old, but at the age of 1, she could not walk. We took her to the hospital and tried all manner of things, but the situation remained the same. However, on Easter Sunday, while Pastor David Oyedepo was ministering, he said, "The power of resurrection is from sickness to health and from weakness to strength." And I keyed into that. Thereafter, Bishop David Oyedepo instructed us to anoint ourselves every night for 40 days of the period of the post-resurrection encounter, and we did. 5 days later, she stood up and leaped for the first time. Hallelujah. Let's clap for Jesus. Ever since she has been walking, I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Folusha Ayerin. For this awesome testimony, please rise up on your feet. Put those hands together for the Almighty God.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks to God one more time for this marvelous acts that we have heard again this morning, his great doings in our midst? Let's give the glory unto him. Let's give the praise to his name, and let us celebrate him as worthy of all praise. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving and gratitude is heard on high this morning. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name for these marvelous acts. They are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Will you thank him for the answers to your prayers this morning? That you have called upon him and he has heard you. He has answered you and granted you the petitions for which you have asked. Father, we give you the praise. Blessed be your name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning by his word. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. Lord, we have come to hear from you today. Speak directly to us by your word. Speak directly to us by your word. Speak directly to us by your word. We give you the praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, we thank you today for the testimonies of your mighty hand at work in our midst. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. We thank you, Lord, also for the answers to our prayers. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We ask that you will speak to each one of us. Let your word transform us. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for the week, which we began looking at yesterday, is entitled Biblical Requirements Towards Encounters with the Resurrected Christ. Biblical Requirements Towards Encounters with the Resurrected Christ. The scripture makes clear in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 3, it tells us there, it said, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Very clearly, according to scripture, after the resurrection of Christ, he began to manifest himself towards his disciples. And we discover all through the scripture that it is the visitation of God that brings transformation to the lives of men. Every man of value in the kingdom is made by encounters. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11 and verse 32, he said, those that do know their God, that have encounters with God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So encounters are the forces that make destiny to count in this kingdom. But every encounter requires certain spiritual posture in order to take advantage of them. If you are going to make the most of the season of encounter, if you are going to position yourself to have an encounter with the resurrected Christ, there are spiritual postures that you must take. And these are the things that we're looking at this morning. First of all, you must understand that one must be committed to walking in the Spirit. If you are going to have an encounter with the resurrected Christ, first of all, you must be committed to walking in the Spirit. In Galatians 5 and verse 25, the Bible puts it this way. It said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. At every point in time, God expects us to walk in the Spirit. The word walk has to do with motion. It means that at every point in time, no matter where you are or what you are doing, you must be continuously connected in the Spirit. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10, the Bible puts it this way. It said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. Somebody may be thinking that, well, it is because it was the Lord's day. No, it's because he was in the Spirit on that day. God's servant, our Father, has put it this way continuously. He said, every day is God's day. So it is the day you get it right that becomes your own day. And that's why it becomes important for us to connect ourselves at every point in time. Walk in the Spirit. Be connected in the Spirit. Make sure your spiritual antenna is continuously up. That is the only way for you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God is always speaking, but it is man that is not always speaking. God has the habit of continuously speaking to man. That is his attitude. But you and I must continuously walk in the Spirit if we are going to pick what he is saying unto us. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, we are made to understand there. He said, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. He said, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. So we have the responsibility of continuously being committed to the act of walking in the Spirit. Whether it be in the day, whether it be in the night, whether it be at work, no matter what the condition is or the situation is, God's expectation is that we walk in the Spirit. Number two requirement this morning is that one must seek for an encounter with all his heart. One must seek for an encounter with all his heart. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13, the Bible tells us this way. It says, ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. We must understand that there is no half-hearted approach that will ever get God's attention. It is the engagement of all of our heart that determines our access to God's encounter. You see, God is determined in this season to visit his people. But our heart must be engaged. In Psalm 27 and verse 8, the psalmist put it this way. He said, when thou said, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. It is all a matter of the heart. If your heart is not engaged, then you cannot gain access to the encounters that God has in store for us. And that is why you and I have the responsibility of continuously ensuring that our heart is engaged. In this post-resurrection season, you cannot afford to have a heart that is distracted. Your heart must be fully engaged. If you look at the testimonies that we have heard this morning, you will discover that these were individuals that connected their heart. At the time their word came, their heart was intact. You see, the truth is this. There are many words that will be spoken from time to time, but you must have your heart connected to pick your own word. their heart was in place. That first person said, on the first day he came, he heard this word. He caught that word. And all the things that crashed, the businesses that crashed, the losses he made, supernaturally turned around on the basis of one encounter. One encounter is sufficient to change the story of any individual. And that's what we see in all of these testimonies. A child who could not walk picked a word, and from that word that the parents picked, that child instantly began to walk. According to the says, the child stood up and leaped. A child that does not walk does not start by jumping. But this child immediately, by the impact of the word received, began not only to walk, began to leap on the first day. That is the impact of the word of God that is received by a ready heart. That is why you and I must at every point in time ensure that our heart is connected. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 10, it says, I, the Lord, I search the heart, I try the reins. He said, to give unto every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. It is not just in the act, it's in the heart. You must engage your heart. When you are in prayer, engage your heart. When you are studying the word, engage your heart. At every point in time, your heart must be engaged. He said, I, the Lord, I search the heart. Before God sees the act, he searches the heart. That's why our heart must at every point in time be engaged if we are going to see the encounters that God has in store for us. My prayer is that none of us will miss the encounters God has in store for us in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important for us to note, therefore, that God can manifest himself to us anywhere and at any time. He can manifest himself to us anywhere and at any time. And we're going to look at the example of the man Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, we find there how that the Lord appeared unto Moses in a burning bush, and from verse 7 down to verse 10, dictated to him the details of the assignment that he had for him. This was a man, Moses, who at the age of 80 almost seemed to be a man without relevance. I've discovered this, that before an encounter, a man's story can be summarized. But after an encounter, it can no longer be summarized. The story of Moses between Exodus chapter 2 and chapter 3, very summarized. Particularly, there was nothing to write home of. But the start of Moses' story was Exodus 3, when God appeared to him. Suddenly, they couldn't contain his story again. Everything began to take a new turn. By the time we get to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 to 12, we are told concerning Moses, how that God has elevated this man, a man who had this encounter at 80. Look at what the scripture says. It says, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. That was the distinguishing factor. He said in verse 11, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. And verse 12, we are told there, and in all the mighty hand and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. The story of Moses changed at the instance of an encounter. One encounter with God catapulted him to relevance. The first 80 years seemed to be undocumented, but then suddenly between 80 and 120, it took the world by storm by one encounter. That is the power of an encounter. I love what that testifier said. He said everything went down, but he heard one word that your name will be heard around the world. The name of that business will be heard around the world. And he said suddenly, not only is he heard in Lagos, or Port Harcourt, where I'm from, he said, but he's heard in all of these cities, Atlanta, Eastern Houston, and Eastern Texas, and so forth. All around the world, it was heard. Why? One encounter catapulted him to relevance. My prayer is that for each one of us in this season of post-resurrection encounters, the encounters each one of us will receive from the Lord will move each one to the realm of relevance. What effort could not deliver to your hand, encounters will begin to manifest through your life. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Therefore, in Mark 13 and verse 37, we have heard this word, and this is God speaking to you and to me. He said, Mark chapter 13 and verse 37, please. Mark 13 and verse 37. It says to us there, he said, what I say to one, I say to all, watch, watch, watch. Be on the lookout, because the resurrected Christ is making appearances in this season. You will not miss your own in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me, lift your hand and lift your voice and receive grace right now. Lord, I receive grace to be on the watch in this season. I receive grace to be on the watch in this season. I receive grace to be on the watch in this season. I receive grace to be on the watch in this season. I receive grace, O Lord, to be on the watch in this season so as not to miss my own encounter with the resurrected Christ. Lift your voice and pray and take that grace from God. Lord, I receive grace to be on the watch in this season. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand as we receive God's servant of honor.
Hallelujah. Amen. For answers to our prayers and for the word this morning, give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Amen. Please be reminded that the greatest of all prayers is kingdom advancement prayers, because it comes down with answers to prayers never prayed. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. You can pick that from your church here from the beginning. Oh Lord, make us great has never been prayed. Oh Lord, prosper us as a church has never been prayed. But why are we prospering? But oh Lord, save the lost. Oh Lord, establish the new convert. Oh Lord, let your word go forth and change people's stories. And yet, everything is happening in our favor as a church. Say many things, he observed them not. Hearing many things, he understood them not. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf as my messenger who I am sent. Isaiah 42, verse 18 to 24. Please know that when you are praying kingdom advancement prayer, you are securing answers to every unprayed prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's without prejudice for making demand. Oh, Jesus, appear to me. Show me the way to go in this area. Show me the step to take in this area. He made his ways known unto Moses and his house to the children of Israel. The encounters of this season will rewrite the story of many people. Amen. And that includes your story. Amen. It will write the story of many people. Amen. So get connected, please, to pray kingdom advancement prayer with all intent and purpose. I tell you, by the time the doors to churches are open, there will be fire. Amen. Because right now, a lot are turning their lives over to Christ. Right now, a lot are finding God and finding hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you will not be left behind. Amen. You will not be left behind. Amen. He said, since I got planted, I began to flourish. You see, to the law and to the testimony, they speak not according to these words because there is no light in them. Since I got planted, there are many of and unbelievers. But this man says, since I got planted, I began to flourish. For they that are planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in the course of our God. Amen. They shall grow up like Sarah in Lebanon. They shall flourish like a palm tree. They shall still bring forth fruits in old age. Please be planted. Please be planted. Please be planted. You have not seen anything yet. The best is on the way coming. Amen. The best is on the way coming. Amen. The best is on the way coming. Amen. The best on the way coming. Amen. It is not unspiritual to be challenged, but it's unscriptural to be defeated. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. This 40-day infallible proof season will rewrite the story of many. Many already have encounters, so please send us your testimonies. We glorify God with you. Many are already having an encounter with the resurrected Christ, and it's going to be on and on until 22nd of May. Many will have several encounters that will open several new chapters in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody's left behind. Moses had one, we are told, at 80. Man, at 80. Samuel had his first encounter as a child. Samuel! Sir, did you call me, sir? No. Second time, Samuel, you call me? No, sir. He said, when next you hear, say, yeah, you know, speak low for thy servant hear it. As a child. And at 75 for Abraham, at 80 for Moses. Every age group is covered. Your own encounter in this season will rewrite your story. Yeah. Well, as for coronavirus, I want all demons in hell to hear, the root is cursed. Yeah. Its noisomeness is over. Yeah. Its threat is destroyed. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Whatever he says, he creates. So he's not waiting for experts' verdict. Jesus, whatever he says is final. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, this couch loses relevance now. Amen. The nations are free. Amen. The workplaces are filled with people. Amen. The marketplaces are open. Amen. The schools are reopened. Amen. The fear of this demon is finally over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands. Speak to the day. Here I come. You are declared a day of triumph, a day of victory, a day of testimony, a day of spectacular encounters with the resurrected Christ. It is receive grace to walk in the Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Into a day of diverse encounters. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. Into a glorious time with God. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. And from that encounter, discover the way to go. Amen. The steps to take. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone going through this season with faith, none shall return disappointed. Amen. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Let's give thanks to God and give praise to his name. Celebrate him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.